അനർത്ഥോ പശമം സാക്ഷാത് ഭക്തിയോഗമധോക്ഷജേ ലോകസ്യാജാനതോ വിദ്വാംസ് ചക്രേ സാത്വത സംഹിതാം. അനർത്ഥ ഉപശമം, he says, which means the covering of avidya that causes the jiva to become illusioned because of the avidya becoming material desires and subsequently material activities bringing forth enormous untold sufferings to the jiva, that can be at once mitigated. He says, how? Anartha upashamam. That can be done by sakshat bhakti yogam adokshaje, by performing the bhakti yoga for the Supreme Lord Krishna, who is beyond the range of mundane senses, but he is perceivable by spiritual senses. By such bhakti yoga, one can mitigate this kind of avidya kama karma bihi and become situated in our original glory. Lokasya ajanato vidvams chakre satvat samhitam. Because common people are foolish, they are misled by maya and they have got distracted from Krishna. Therefore, Vyasadeva has written this Srimad Bhagavatam, the treatise which is actually meant to open the eyes of the living entities, wake up the living entities who are sleeping on the lap of maya. Just as children in a home first are expected not only just to say that we accept the parents. If you accept the parents, you have to align with the parents. You have to act for the pleasure of the parents. Similarly, it is not enough for a jiva to say, okay, I am not an atheist. I accept God exists. That's what most people in the world do. They claim themselves to be pious and they say, I am not against God. Let God be there, let I be there, and I do my thing, God will do his thing. But actually, after accepting God comes the alignment with his instructions given in the scriptures, dutifully. After performing the duty of aligning, then one has to also act for the pleasure of God, which is called yajna. Because yajna means making special efforts to please him. For example, we do Navavidha Bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Archanam, Mandanam, Palsevanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. These are all directed towards the deity form of the Lord. So this should be performed with great care and attention. And similarly, we celebrate Utsavams or festivals for the pleasure of the Lord. We do various services. We go out and distribute the books which are praising his glories. We go out and distribute the holy name by doing Harinam Sankirtan. We go out and distribute the holy prasadam that is offered to him, which is another form of mercy. So in this way you will see, Bhakti Yoga is performed in various ways, but the most important aspect of Bhakti Yoga is, however, the chanting of the holy name, which accompanies every other activity. When you are worshipping the deity, there is chanting of the holy name. When you are doing Harinam Sankirtan, there is chanting of the holy name. In this way, the chanting of the holy name is a loud call to the Supreme Lord, who is present everywhere and in everything. Ata Vishvesha Vishvatman Vishvamurte Svakeshume. Kuntimanan is telling, oh, you are a Vishvamurti, which means you have created this universe and you have entered into this universe, and then you created millions of atoms and you have entered into every one of those atoms. Then you created 8.4 million species of life and you have entered into the hearts of every single species. In this way, you are all-pervading, yet localized in the spiritual world. Goloka Nivasati Akhilatma Bhuto. So, understanding Lord is present everywhere, he can hear our call anywhere, either in the city of Pune or in the Congo forest, wherever you may call him. So one should call the holy name with that great Shraddha, faith, and aspire to be reconnected to him, aspire to be re-engaged in his service. Tvai me ananya vishaya matir madupate sakrat haratim udbhatat adha gange vaugham udanvati Oh my Lord, may my heart flow towards you incessantly as the Ganga river flows towards the ocean without being stopped at any time, anywhere. So with this aspiration, the devotee should do Bhakti Yoga Madhokshaje. If he performs the Bhakti Yoga Madhokshaje, then Anartho Pashamam Sakshat. Then the covering of avidya will be mitigated, it will be gradually reduced and eventually completely removed. When the covering of the clouds of avidya is removed, there is no kama karma bihi, there is no material desires or material activities. When the cloud of anartha is removed, one can see the shining sun of the pure form of Lord Krishna face to face, and there will be clarity, there will be no more confusion, no more bewilderment, there will be utmost satisfaction in simply spiritually engaging and absorbing oneself in full Krishna consciousness. Harinam Prabhu ki.